B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar. We learned in the Braisa at the end of the previous Shir, at the top of this Omud, Besar, where it says in the Pasuk that a person has to be Yimel Besar or Losoi, he has to circumcise, he has to do the Bris Milah on the flesh, on the Orla, on his flesh. So from the extra word Besar, Afal pi sheyesham baheres, even though there's a type of tzaras, a type of discoloring there, which there's an avera to remove it. However, Yimuel, he's allowed to do the bris milah, even if it means removing this discoloring, this baheres. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. We have a special pasuk to say that one is allowed to do bris milah, even though one is transgressing the avera of removing a baheres. And why we need the Pasuk, and when the Pasuk is referring to, that was discussed at length on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. And the Gemara is discussing a different point here. The Gemara is asking, Holomo likro, why do I need a Pasuk to say that I'm allowed to do Bris Milah, as if to say that you're doing the Aveira of removing the Tzoras, and therefore I need a Pasuk to say you can do the Milah? I'm not doing the Aveira of Tzoras. Dovosh ein miskavinhu. I have no intentions of taking away the discoloring, of taking away the Baheres. All I want to do is the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And Dovosh ein miskavin is not called you did the Aveira. So if I didn't do the Aveira, I don't need a Pasuk to allow it. Says, V'dovosh ein miskavin mutar. Omar Abaya explains as follows. Lo nitzrecho elul Reb Yehuda. It's true that according to Reb Shimon holds in Kol HaTorah Kula, Dovo She'ein Miskaven is Mutar. However, Reb Yehuda, Do Omar Dovo She'ein Miskaven Osur. Reb Yehuda says that if you do an Aveira, even though it's Ein Miskaven, even though you intended one thing, but you were doing something that is an Aveira, it's Osur. So I need a special Pasuk to say that nonetheless, if you're doing the mitzvah of Milah, you're allowed to do it. That was the way Abaya explained it. Rav Omar. Rava says, Afilu Tamer Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon that says, Dovo She'ene Miskaven is Mutar, nonetheless, Moida Reb Shimon agrees, Bepsik Reishe Velo Yomus, if the consequences are inevitable. The literal translation of Psik Reishe Velo Yomus means, can you cut off the head of an animal and it will not die? In the same way as the consequences of death are inevitable if you behead an animal, so too, by doing the Bris Milah, where there's a Baheres there, then it's inevitable that you're going to be removing the Baheres. And since the consequences are inevitable, you cannot say, I didn't have intentions. Of course you had intentions. You knew exactly what you were doing. You knew exactly what was going to happen. That's called having intention. And even Reb Shimon says it's Osur. Therefore, I need a Pasuk here to say that, nonetheless, it's Mutar to do Bris Milah. Asks the Gemara of Abaye, Lesli Haisvar, does Abaye not agree that even according to Reb Shimon, who normally says Dovosh Ein Miskavin Mutar, if the consequences are inevitable, if it's Psik Reisha, then it's going to be Osa. So why does Abaye say that the reason Reb Yashia needs the Pasuk is only for Reb Yehuda? He didn't realize that even for Reb Shimon we need the Pasuk. V'Abaye V'Rava D'Omra Tarvayu. It's Abaye V'Rava themselves that both say, Moida Reb Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'Loyomus. Says the Gemara, you're right. Bosa D'Shomo Mirava Savra. After Abaye came round to this idea, after he thought of this idea, he didn't think of it himself, but once Rava says it's a Psik Reisha and therefore it should be Osur, even according to Reb Shimon, Abaye agreed with him and said, you're right. Even according to Reb Shimon, we need the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, Ikudim Masni Lahod Abaye Verova Aha. Some say that this detail of Abaye Verova, who say that even according to Reb Shimon, that normally says Dovo She'ene Miskaven Mutar, if it's Psik Reisha, it's Osur, they didn't say it regarding removing a Baheres, they said it in a different context. The Pasuk says, Hishomer Lucho. Hishomer benega hatzoras. You should take heed with the nega, with this boil, with this tzoras, lishmoir mo'id, to protect it, to very, very much. V'lasois k'choy l'ashayiru eschem akeyanim alaviyim kashet zivisim tishmeru lasois. The literal translation means that everything they tell you to do, you have to listen to the keyanim and don't remove the Baheres. Don't remove the Tzoras. But this word Velasois, the Gemara is trying to learn something from it. If we put the comma after the word Velasois, it's as if it says, Hishomer benega Tzoras, Lishmer Moid, take heed to protect the Nega, the Tzoras, Velasois. And do. Do what? So the Gemara explains, the Velasois is telling us, I'ata'oise, you're not allowed to go out of your way and explicitly remove the Baheres. Aval oise ato, but you're allowed to just do what you would normally do, get on with regular day-to-day life. For example, besiv sha'al gabi ragloi, you're allowed to wrap around your foot this string with a woolly type of fiber, quite a firm string. Ubemoit sha'al gabik seifoi, or the poles that he's holding on his shoulders to carry water, whatever he's doing with it, you can just get on with life and do that. And if there happens to be there was a tzoras, a baheres, exactly where this sieve, where this fiber was, or where the pole was, im avra avra. And if the baheres just comes away, gets pushed, gets peeled away, it's fine, it's okay. So that's what we learn from the lasis. Asks the Gemara, why do I need a posuk to say that La says I'm allowed to go about day-to-day activities even though it could be that the Baheres is going to get peeled away? When I'm putting the sieve on my foot or the pole on my shoulders, I'm not intending to peel away the Baheres, I'm just getting on with my work. So why should I need a posuk to allow me to do it? Since I don't want to remove the Baheres, it's not an Avera. If it's not an Avera, I don't need a Pasuk to allow it. V'dovo she'ein miskavin mutar. Omar Abayas, Abaye explained, lo nitzricha ela l'Rabbi Yehuda. Indeed, we only need this Pasuk for Rabbi Yehuda. Do Omar, dovo she'ein miskavin asur. See, even something that you don't intentionally want to remove the Baheres, nonetheless it's asur. So I need the Pasuk that says, la'asois, you're allowed to get on with day-to-day activities and even if the Baheres is going to get peeled away, it's okay. Rava Omar. Rava says a different answer to Abaya. He says, Afilu teiv merab Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon that normally says, Dovo she'ein miskaven is mutar, umoide Reb Shimon bipsik reisha v'lo yomus. Over here, since it's inevitable that if you're going to put this sieve round your foot or the pole on your shoulders, it's inevitable that this Baheres is going to get peeled away. So even Reb Shimon says that it would be asa. And the fact that you don't really intend it to happen is not good enough, because you can't say you don't intend it to happen when you know it's going to happen. And therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, I need a special pasuk to allow it. Asks the Gemara of Abaye, Lesli Haisvara. Abaye, who said that we need the pasuk only according to Reb Yehuda, does he not agree that Reb Shimon also holds by psik reisha that it's asa? V'Abaye v'Rava d'Amr Tarvayu, moide Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamos. Abaye also agrees, like Rava does, that Reb Shimon agrees that it's asa if it's psik reisha. Says the Gemara, Lebasa d'shamei mirava sovra. After Abaye heard from Rava that this is a psik reisha and Reb Shimon says it's asa, of course Abaye agreed with him. And initially, before he thought of that, he said, we need the pasuk only for Reb Yehuda. And now the Gemara is going back to the beginning of the Gemara, that Abaye said that I need the pasuk only for Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, Dovo she'ini miskaven mutar. At that point, Abaye thought so. Reb Yehuda that says, Dovo she'ini miskaven asa, I need the pasuk to say that you're allowed to do the bris milah. Now the Gemara is asking, that Abaye, at that point in the Gemara where Abaye thought that we need the pasuk only for Reb Yehuda, Alibu de Reb Shimon, hai besar mai ovidle. What did Abaye think that Reb Shimon was going to do with the extra word, besar, from where Reb Yehuda learned that you're allowed to remove the Baheres if you're doing mitzvahs milah? According to Reb Shimon, at that point, Abaye thought it was mutter to remove the Baheres because you don't want to, you don't intend to remove the Baheres. According to Reb Shimon, I don't need a pasuk to allow the bris milah. What are you going to do with besar? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Amram. Reb Amram says, I need a pasuk, even according to Reb Shimon, for a different scenario, slightly different. But Omer, if somebody says explicitly, Lokutz beharatoi hu miskaven, if a person says, it's true that he's doing bris milah, you can do bris milah, and you have no intentions of removing the Baheres. What happens if a person says, he doesn't go to the moel and say, I want you to do the mitzvahs bris milah and the fact there's a Beheres there is something that's just out of sight, out of mind. No, he says explicitly, goes to the Moel and says, can you please take off the Beheres? He says it explicitly. So I may have thought, even according to Reb Shimon, at that point, it's going to be also to do that. No. That's why I need the Pasuk to say, Yimil Basar or Losai, even in that case, you're allowed to do the Mila. Continues the Gemara, and now we have to remember, we saw in Daf Kuf Lamed Beis that the words Yimil Basar or Losai actually says in the Torah twice. Once regarding an 8-day-old baby, and once regarding somebody who's over Bar Mitzvah. So, the Pasuk that says Yimil Basar Losai for over Bar Mitzvah, I can understand. I need to say Yimil Basar Losai to tell me that he's over Bar Mitzvah and he's going to the Moel and saying to him, please take away the Beheres. I may have thought it's Asa. I need a Pasuk to say Yimil Basar Losai, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila. Tinach Godil, then we can understand. Cotton Michael Meimar, an 8-day-old baby, why does it say there Basar, Yimil Basar or Losai? And we just explained you need the Yimil Basar or Losai for a case where somebody intentionally says and asks the Moel, please take away the Beheres. An 8-day-old child is not saying that. Omar of Masharshia, Masharshia says, but Omer Aviha Ben Lokutz Beheres de Bnoi Hu Kamachavan. We're talking about when the person who's responsible to do the bris mila for the 8-day-old child, which is the father of the child, if the father of the child goes to the moel and says, please remove the beheres on my child, from my child, I may have thought it's osa. The chiddush is that the posuk says, yimil basar losoi, the moel is allowed to do the bris mila. But Reb Masharshia carries on, v'yika achir la'avid achir. It's better if the person there who's overseeing the bris mila should not be the father, because the father, he wants the moel to take away the beheres, and that's an aveira. It's true that the pasuk says it's muta, but why resort to a special heter if we can send the father away? Rashi says the father should not even be present. Somebody else should take responsibility for the bris mila, and that somebody else will not say to the moel, please remove the beheres. And therefore, and then the moel can l'katchila do the bris mila. This is all in Reb Shimon. He can l'katchila do the bris mila. Da'omar Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Why is that more advisable? Kol mokim shata moitza asei v'lois aseh. Whenever you have an asei and a lois aseh, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah to do something. On the other hand, by doing the mitzvah, you'll be transgressing another avera. And even though asei doicha lois aseh, the asei overrides the lois aseh, im ata yochel lekayim shneim mutav. If there's a way that you can do the mitzvah without transgressing the avera, of course, that's much better. V'im lav, if you can't, yove asei v'yitche lois aseh. So too here, the best would be to send the father away, let somebody else be here, and then you will not be transgressing the lois aseh of removing the beheres, and then the moel can do the bris mila without needing the pasuk of basar to say that you're allowed to do the bris mila, even if the father is here saying, please remove the beheres. If so, since Reb Masharshia said that we should not have the father here and somebody else should take responsibility, so the question comes back, why do I need the yimil basar or losai? If it's an adult, we need the pasuk to say that in the event that the adult himself says to the moel, please remove the beheres, then there's a chiddush. You need that chiddush, you can do the bris mila. We're talking about an 8-day-old child. The only one that would make an issue is the father. Send the father away, let somebody else come, and the question comes back, why do I need basar or losai? Says the Gemara, deleka achir. I need the pasuk to tell me that in the event that there's nobody else available to take responsibility for the bris mila, the only one that can do it is the father. The father has a clear intention, or if the father has a clear intention to explicitly remove the beheres, I may have thought it's asa. So I need the basara to tell me that even that nonetheless, it's mutter to do the bris mila. Continues the Gemara. Omar Mar. Yom Tov Einoi Doicha Bris Mila only overrides Yom Tov Elo Bizmano Bilvad. Only if it's on the 8th day. It's on the 8th day from when the baby was born. This is the time, the real time, the best time, and the only time that Bris Mila should be done Lekatchila. So if the Yom Tov, if the 8th day of a boy's life is on Yom Tov, you can do the Bris Mila. But if it's Shlei Bizmano, then not. Minoan Amili, how do we know this? Omar Chizkiya, v'chein tonad be Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, and that's what they learnt in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya, Omar Kro. We learn it from a pasuk. And the theme of what we're going to be seeing now of these sources is going to be that the Bris Milah, that today is the eighth day, then it's a mitzvah of today. A mitzvah of today, you have to do today. But if the Milah, let's say it's the ninth day is Yom Tov, and the eighth day was Erev Yom Tov, then when is the time of this mitzvah? The time of this mitzvah was yesterday. It's yesterday's mitzvah. Am I allowed to do a melacha which is otherwise also on Yom Tov as a continuation or as heeding to yesterday's requirements? Or am I only allowed to do on Yom Tov something which is today's requirements? That's what we're going to be discussing. So it says in the Pasuk, Lo yisiru mimenu ad boiker. The Pasuk says that regarding the Korban Pesach, you have to eat it at night. Don't leave anything over till the morning. And the Pasuk continues, V'hanoisar mimenu, and if you do leave over from the Korban Pesach, again the Pasuk says, ad boiker till the morning, ba'esh tisreifu, you should burn it. So the Gemara asks, She'ein Talmud Loima ad boiker, I don't need the second time it says in the Pasuk ad boiker. Ma Talmud Loima ad boiker, what is the Pasuk who says a second time ad boiker trying to impress on us? Bo ha'kosov litein lei boiker she'ini l'sreifosoi. So the way that Chizkiya learns, he says that we have a special pasuk to tell us that when does the animal become noisar? On the morning of the 15th of Nisan. When are you allowed to burn it? Not on Yom Tov. You're only allowed to burn it after Yom Tov, the next morning. So we need the second ad boiker to say that even though normally as soon as a korban becomes noisar, you're allowed to burn it, Korban Pesach, it becomes noisar on Yom Tov. Don't burn it on Yom Tov, burn it after Yom Tov the next morning, the morning of Chol HaMoed. Now let's try and understand this. This Korban, when was the time to shecht this Korban? On Erev Pesach. It's on Yud Dalet, that's when you shecht the Korban. So this is an Erev Pesach Korban, which became noisar on Yom Tov. Burning it, you're burning an Erev Pesach Korban. And an Erev Yom Tov Korban, you're not allowed to burn on Pesach. On Yom Tov itself, you have to wait till Chol HaMoed. So you see from here that since the Korban is associated to before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do any melacha with this Korban on Yom Tov. So to the Bris Milah. If the time of the Bris Milah was before Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do any melachas to do the Milah. That's what Chizkiya said. Abaya Omar. Abaya has a different pasuk to tell us that Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi is not Doicha Yom Tov. Omar Kroy says in the pasuk, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbatoi. There's this, an oila, korban oila that you bring on Shabbos. Al Oilas Atomid V'Nisko, besides for the regular korban oila of the korban tomid that you bring. So it says, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbatoi, which teaches us that the korbonos, the oila, which the time of the oila is on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you're allowed to sacrifice them and put them on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. V'loi oilas choil b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to take a korban, a Friday's korban, and put it on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. V'loi oilas choil b'Yom Tov. That means only oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. A Shabbos Yom Tov can be offered on Shabbos. A Yom Tov korban can be offered on Yom Tov. But a Friday korban cannot be offered on Shabbos, and an Erev Yom Tov korban cannot be offered on Yom Tov. So since we see that an Erev loy oilas choyl be Yom Tov, or oilas choyl be Shabbos, so mila sheloy bezmanoi, when is the real date of the mitzvahs mila? From before Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to do the melachas on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rava Omar. Rava says a different pasuk. Omar Kroy says in the pasuk, and this is talking about the melachas that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. The pasuk says, "Uvayoyim arishoin mikra kodesh, uvayoyim ashvi mikra kodesh yelochem kol melacha lo yeose bohem, ach asher yeochi lochol nefesh hu levad yeose lochem." The only melachas you're allowed to do on Yom Tov is if it's ach asher yeochi lochol nefesh. Only if it's what we call oichel nefesh, if you need it for your sustenance, you need it for your food to eat on Yom Tov, hu levadoi ye'osolachem. It and only it you're allowed to do. And these seem to be superfluous words. Hu levado. We just said that ach ashiyachil l'chol nefesh. It should say ach ashiyachil l'chol nefesh yaseh lechem. What's the hu levado? It seems that we're excluding two things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is going to explain. Rava explains. Hu levadi yaseh lechem. Hu, the word hu is v'loi machshirim, is coming to exclude machshirim, very early preparations to prepare food. You're obviously allowed to prepare food, but the preparations of the preparations, those things that are very far removed from the actual food items that you want to eat now and the preparations that you're going to do now, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Levadoi, the word levadoi is telling us v'loi mila shaloi bezmano, that mila shaloi bezmano, if it's not the eighth day of the baby's life, you're not allowed to do bris mila. Why? Da'asya mi kal v'choymer. Because we have a kal v'choymer that would have told us that mila shaloi bezmano, you're allowed to do even on Yom Tov. And we saw this at great length on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, that if you have a pasuk that says that mila is doicha tzoras, and we know that tzoras is more chomor than Shabbos, so if mila, even shaloi bezmano, is doicha tzoras, of course mila shaloi bezmano is going to be doicha Shabbos, and obviously also doicha Yom Tov. So I may have thought that mila shaloi bezmano you can do because of this kal v'chomer on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why I need the special pasuk to tell us levadoi, to say no, on Shabbos and Yom Tov you're not allowed to do mila shaloi bezmano. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi brings yet another source that mila shalei bezmano is not doicha Shabbos Yom Tov. Omar, it says in the pasuk Shabbosin that regarding Yom Tov, you have to rest. Aseihu, that's a mitzvah asei on Yom Tov to rest. V'havale Yom Tov, so Yom Tov is also an asei to rest. V'lois asei, we know it says kol melocha lois asei, you're not allowed to do melochas on Yom Tov. Most melochas you're not allowed to do. Kol melocha lo yoseh bohem, we mentioned it before. So Yom Tov itself is an asei and a lois asei. Ve'ein asei doicha lois asei v'asei. And the asei, the mitzvah asei of doing mila, is not doicha the asei and lois asei of the issa of making a wound on Yom Tov. And really, as far as this is concerned, even mila bizmano is asei, and it should not be doicha lois asei v'asei. But for that, we have a different pasuk we've already seen previously, that the pasuk says that from Bayoim we learn that even on Shabbos, if it's mila bezmano, you're allowed to. We learn that from a different pasuk. Continues the Gemara. Klal Omar Reb Akiva v'chulu. So we're now going back to the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah that Reb Akiva argues with the Reb Eliezer regarding, are you allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to do the preparations of the mila? We know that you're allowed to do the mitzvah mila itself. Are you allowed to do the preparations? Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Rabbi Akiva says no. Kol malocha she'ef shela asoiso me'erev Shabbos, if it's a type of malocha that halachically speaking and technically speaking you could have done it before Shabbos, then it's not doicha Shabbos. Only those parts of the mitzvah that you cannot have done before Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So the mitzvah of mila itself, you can't do before Shabbos. It's the eighth day. On Erev Shabbos was the seventh day. It's too early. But all the preparations, preparing the tools, bringing the tools, all those things are things you could have and should have done before Shabbos. Even if you didn't, for good or bad reasons, it's not Doicha Shabbos and you cannot do those melochas. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Halocha K'Rabbi Akiva. It was said in the name of Rav, the halocha is like Rabbi Akiva, that Machshirei Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. Utnan nami, we learned in the Mishnah, Gabi Pesach, regarding Korban Pesach, and this is Korban Pesach that had to be shechted on Erev Pesach. What happens if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? You're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. You have to shecht on Erev Pesach. If it's Shabbos, you've got no choice. You cannot do it before Shabbos because before Shabbos would be Yud Gimel Nisan. You cannot shecht Korban Pesach on Yud Gimel. Waiting till after Shabbos is Tezvov. You cannot shecht the Korban Pesach on Tezvov. You have to shecht it on Yud Dalet in the afternoon. So ki hai gavna. So in that case, Klal Omer Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva there too said that the rule is kol melocha she'ef shel asoiso me'erev Shabbos eino doiches haShabbos. A melocha, for example, bringing the knife to shecht. You have to bring it from far away. You could have and should have done that before Shabbos. So you have to do that before Shabbos. You can't bring a knife from outside the tchum according to Rebbe Akiva to shech the korban Pesach. But shechita itself, she'yef shel asoyis omer of Shabbos, doiches haShabbos. Only the shechita itself. With shechita, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. It's one of the lamates malachas. But since it's a korban that has to be shechted on your dalad, and Shabbos is your dalad, you're allowed to do the shechita of the korban Pesach. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Akiva, and there too Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Akiva. Utsricha, and I need Rav to tell us that the halacha is like Rav Akiva also regarding Mila, also regarding Korban Pesach. Dia Shminon Gabi Mila, if it would only talk about the Mila, I may have thought, Hasam Huda Machshirin Ef Shelasis Me'etmil Loidochu Shabbos. Maybe only regarding Mila, that those preparations that you could have and should have done before Shabbos and didn't do, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Maybe it's only there, the Lekha Chorus. Because we're talking about Mila Bizmana. Only Mila Bizmana you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And Mila Bizmana is when the baby's 8 days old. When the baby's 8 days old, the baby's not going to be Chayev Chorus. There's no... You cannot be Chayev Koros till Bar and Bas Mitzvah. The father who's got the mitzvah of doing Mila to his son, but that's not a mitzvah that's punishable by Koros. So nobody gets Koros. Therefore, maybe only there Rabbi Akiva holds, and maybe only there the halacha is, that Machshirei Mila are not Doicha Shabbos if you could have done them before Shabbos. Aval Pesach, maybe regarding Korban Pesach, the Ikka Koros, somebody who doesn't eat Korban Pesach is Chayev Koros. Maybe there, Eima, Litchi Shabbos, maybe we'll say that even the Machshirim, the preparations that you could have done before Shabbos, nonetheless, if you didn't do them before Shabbos, you're allowed to do them on Shabbos. That's why I need to say that even with Korban Pesach, the Machshirei Korban Pesach, which could have been done before Shabbos, are not Doicha Shabbos. V'yoshmin on Gabe Pesach. If you would only tell us regarding Korban Pesach that the Machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos, Mishum Deloy Nichrusu Olea Yud Gimel Brisais, maybe that's only Korban Pesach, where there's not 13 covenants that were said in association to Korban Pesach. Maybe only there, that's why Machshirei Pesach that could have been done before Shabbos are not Doicha Shabbos. Aval Mila de Nichrusu Olea Yud Gimel Brisais, maybe Bris Mila, which is very unique, that 13 Brisais were said in connection to Mila, maybe will allow you to be Doicha Shabbos, to override Shabbos, even for those Machshirim that you could have done before Shabbos. Eima Litchi Shabbos, maybe it will override Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why I need Rabbi Akiva and Rav to tell us that even there, those machshirim that could have been done before Shabbos are not doicha Shabbos. Says the next Mishnah, Oisin kol tzorkei mila b'Shabbos. Till now we've been discussing, you're allowed to do the mila on Shabbos. We've had a Mishnah, we learned to the end of the previous perek, that all the other needs that you do for bris mila are also allowed to be done on Shabbos. But now we're going to discuss it. This is the perek where it has to be discussed at length. So not only are you allowed to do the bris mila itself, that we've learnt, but the tzorchi mila, all the needs following mila, you're allowed to do as well. And now the Mishnah didn't suffice with that. And the Gemara is going to discuss why. It wasn't enough to say, oisin kol tzorchi mila b'Shabbos, all the needs consequent to bris mila you can do on Shabbos, even if they incur chirul Shabbos. But the Mishnah is going to specify, Moyalin, you're allowed to do the Mila itself, which is severing the orlo skin. Upoirin, you're allowed to uncover the head of the Aver with the Priya skin, it's called. There's a skin that covers the head of the Aver after the orlo skin, which is beyond the head of the Aver. When the orlo skin's been removed, the head is still covered with skin that has to be peeled aside and uncovered. Umaitatsin, and one draws out the blood from the place where they did the mila. V'noisnin olea aspelonis, and one's allowed to put a bandage on it. V'komun, and a type of spice, which is obviously helps the healing, one's allowed to put on as well. Imloy shochak me'erev Shabbos, if you did not crush this spice before Shabbos, loyas b'shinov, then you should chew this komun with your teeth. V'noisnin, and you can apply it and put it on Shabbos. And the reason you should crush it with your teeth, you should chew it, is because any melacha that you have to do, as we'll see, because it's a sakana, it's dangerous if you don't do it, but if you can do it with the shinui in an unusual way, it's less of a melacha, and therefore it's preferable. Imloi toraf yain v'shemen me'erev Shabbos, they would apply some wine with oils by mixing it very strongly. And if they didn't do that before Shabbos, yinosin ze be'atzmoy v'ze be'atzmoy, then it suffices to put the wine, to apply the wine independently and the oil independently. Ve'ein oisin lo chaluk lekatchila. And you should not make a shirt type of bandage that they would use. You shouldn't make that lekatchila on Shabbos. But what you can do instead, abul kiri choleo smartut, you can wrap round the place of the mila, you can wrap round a piece of cloth. Imloi hitkin me'erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare such a piece of cloth, you don't have such a piece of cloth material available here, kiri chaletzboi, then you can go even to a different chotza. And even though you shouldn't be carrying, in the event that you shouldn't be carrying from that chotza to where the child is, you should wrap it around your finger. That's an unusual way of carrying. Wrap the piece of cloth, the smartut, around your finger, and you can bring it even from a chotza acheres, and do it in an unusual way by wrapping it around your finger. Says the Gemara, mechtek toni kulhu, the Mishnah lists all the things, moyalin, poirin, moitzitzin, etc., etc. Kol tzorke mila la'asuye mai. What do you gain with the introduction in the Mishnah, oisin kol tzorke mila b'Shabbos? That you can do all the needs of the bris mila on Shabbos. You're about to tell us what they all are. I don't need that introduction. You must be trying to include something, la'asuye mai. What are you trying to include that you have not said in the Mishnah explicitly? Says the Gemara, la'asuye hadu tonu rabbonon. There's a specific case which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, which is a melacha, and the chiddush is oisin kol tzorkei mila b'Shabbos. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. What is that? The Tanur Rabbanon we learned in a brisa. Hamol, somebody is doing the bris mila, kolz man shu oisik b'mila, all the while that he's engaged in doing the bris mila, choizer boy, then he's allowed to go back, even though he did the first cutting, he cut the orla. And he's doing the pritza and the priya and the matzitza and everything else, but he's still engaged in it. Then he's allowed to go back. Bein ala tzitzin ha-ma'akvines ha-mila, bein ala tzitzin she'ein ma'akvines ha-mila. We're going to see in a Mishnah later on that there's a concept called tzitzin. Tzitzin are little shreds of skin which, in some circumstances, if you do not remove them, it's as if you have not done bris mila. There are other types of tzitzin, of these shreds of skin, where you can leave them, even if you do not remove them, the mila is still valid. You should remove them, because the mila will soon see it has to be beautiful, it has to be neat, and like all mitzvahs have to be done nicely, but it's Shabbos. And to remove skin and make a wound, or to remove the skin on Shabbos, is asa. So all the while you're engaged in it, in doing the mitzvah of mila, then part of the heter to do mila on Shabbos is do everything that you're supposed to do to be done correctly. That means whilst you're still engaged in the mila itself, you're allowed to even cut away those tzitzim she'einon ma'akvin, those tzitzim which would not render the mila as invalid. Pirush. If, however, he's already withdrawn from the mila itself, then al tzitzin ha-ma'akvin es ha-mila, those tzitzin which are ma'akev, which render the mila's invalid, choizer, of course you can go back and do it. You have to go back and do it. Number one, you have a mitzvah of mila, and without this, you haven't done mila. Al tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es ha-mila, einei choizer. But those tzitzin that are not ma'akev the mila, since you've already withdrawn from the mitzvah, from doing the bris mila, don't go back and start again. In order to start doing a melacha, you need to have a chiyuv to start doing it. So before, when I did the mila, I had a mitzvah and a chiyuv to do the bris mila. So since I was allowed to do it, I'm allowed to do everything I need to do. But now you're restarting. Why are you restarting? In order to remove tzitzim she'einon ma'akvin, there's no heter to do that on Shabbos. That's the end of the brisa. So when the Mishnah says that oisin kol tzorkei mila b'Shabbos, what it means to say is that even tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin, I'm allowed to do them on Shabbos, provided that I've not withdrawn from the mila yet. Continues the Gemara. Man tana pirush einoi chayzer. Which Tana holds that once I've already withdrawn from the Mila, I'm not allowed to go back on Shabbos and remove the tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin. Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroikahi. It's Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Arba also shechol yeis b'Shabbos. We're again discussing Erev Pesach that is on Shabbos. Mafshit ha-Pesach ad ha-Choze divi Rabbi Shmuel. This is a sugi we already saw in Daf Kuf Tezayin. That we know that the insides of the Korban Pesach have to be removed, and you can only remove them by skinning the animal. So they would hang the animal by its feet, head down, and then they would skin the animal till it came to the breasts of the animal. At that point, when the skin has been removed, you can then take out whatever needs to be taken out from inside. So Bishmol says, normally on every other typical Erev Pesach, you can continue by removing the whole skin. But here it's Shabbos, and to take off the skin, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, unless you have a reason to, unless it's part of the mitzvah. So when you get to the breast, you've done what you need to do in order to take out the insides optimally. But to then continue and remove the rest of the skin, that is osa. Divi Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika. The Chachomim say, mafshitin es kulay. You're allowed to continue and to remove the whole skin. So what do we see here from Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika, that since after you skin the animal till the breasts, you then withdraw from skinning. You're now engaged in making a hole and taking out the insides. You've done what you have to do. You now want to go back and restart and continue skinning. Now you need a good reason to do that. So you see here that since you do not have a good reason to, because you don't have to, the korban doesn't demand it, you're not allowed to do that. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. It's the same, that Rabbi Shmuel is the one that holds in the Braisa we learned that once you've withdrawn from doing the Mila, you're not allowed to go back and remove those tzitzim she'einon ma'akvin, since it's not absolutely required for the validity of the Mila, you're not allowed to go back. Says the Gemara Mimai, what makes you think that the Braisa we just learned here, that you don't go back for tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin, conforms with what we just saw with Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not allowed to continue to skin the animal? Maybe only in the case of the Korban Pesach, only over there, Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to continue skinning the animal. Because removing the rest of the skin of the animal is not a conforming with Zer Keli Van Vehu. You don't need it in order to beautify the korban, right? Zeh keli van veyu means this is my Hashem van veyu, and I will beautify him. You'll beautify his mitzvahs. Removing the skin does not necessarily beautify the mitzvah. Aval hocha, over here in the case of these tzitzin, even though the einon ma'akvin, the bo'inon zeh keli van veyu, over here where you definitely need to beautify the mitzvah of mila, maybe over here, Rabbi Shmuel will agree that you're allowed to go back, even for the tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin. Aval hocha d'be'inon zeh keli van veyu hochinami. Maybe he'll agree that you're allowed to go back. The Tanya we learnt in a Braisa, zeh keli van veyu. They pointed to Hashem and said, this is our Hashem, and we will beautify him. What does that mean? Hisnoe lefonov b'mitzvahs. One should beautify oneself when doing mitzvahs. Also, lefonov sukkah noah, make a beautiful sukkah for Hashem. Velulav noah, a beautiful lulav. Veshoifer noah, beautiful shoifer. Tzitzis noah, beautiful tzitzis. Sefer Torah noah, beautiful sefer Torah. What does that mean? Vekosov boy lishmoy, you should write the sefer Torah lishmo, with the right intentions. Bidyoy noah, with nice ink. Vekulmus noah, with a nice quill, with a nice pen. Belavlar umon, and with a very professional scribe. V'koyrchoy b'shiroim noim, you should wrap the Sefer Torah with very beautiful silks. So you see that you have to beautify mitzvahs. So too the mitzvah of Bris Mila has to be done in a beautiful fashion, in a neat way, and therefore maybe Rabbi Shmuel will agree that you're allowed to go back and remove the tzitzin, even though they're not ma'akiv. Abba Shol in the Braisa explains the Zer Keli Van Veyu differently. va'anvehu. The words va'anvehu means ani vahu. There's something similar, so to speak, between I and Hashem. Havedoimeloi, be similar to Hashem. Ma'hu chanun v'rachum, like Hashem is gracious and compassionate, af ato hayei chanun v'rachum. You too should be gracious and compassionate with each other. And that's what Abba Shaul learns from Zer Keli v'anvehu. Either way, we see from there that there's a concept of beautifying a mitzvah, and therefore there's no reason to believe, or there's no proof, that it's Rabbi Shmuel who's the author of the halacha we saw in the previous brisa, that one does not go back on Shabbos for tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin. Ela omer Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says it's a different Tana. Ho mani Rabbi Yosi. It's Rabbi Yosi in a different Mishnah. Ditnan. We learnt in the Mishnah. And there's talking about the in Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah regarding the halachas of Edim, of witnesses who see the new moon. Before the days of the calendar, they would have to go to Yerushalayim, go to the Beis Din, and give witness. We saw the new moon, and would tell the Beis Din exactly what you saw, how you saw, when you saw, and the Beis Din will determine whether the month will be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. And the question is, Edim that saw the new moon on Shabbos, are they allowed to go and travel outside the Tchum, beyond where you're allowed to travel on Shabbos, in order to go and testify in Beis Din? So the Mishnah says, Bein shenireh ba'alil, irrespective of whether you saw the new moon very, very clearly, Bein sheloy nireh ba'alil, even if you did not see the moon very clearly, not even. And obviously, if you did not see the moon very, very clearly, mechallin olobes haShabbos. If you didn't see the moon that clearly, and there's reason to believe that others didn't see it at all, of course you're allowed to go to the Beis Din and tell them, because you may be the only witnesses coming to tell Beis Din about the new moon. But if you saw it very clearly, it would seem that there's no reason to go to the Beis Din, because just as you saw it, the people who are very close to the Beis Din within the area of the Tchum also saw it, and they will go to Beis Din. So we may have thought that there's no reason for you to go to the Beis Din, says the Mishnah. The Tanakama say, Bein shenireh ba'alil, Bein sheloy nireh ba'alil, mechallin olobes haShabbos. We encourage people to go and testify in Beis Din, irrespective of whether they saw it not clearly, or even if they saw it clearly. Rabbi Yosi Omer, however, Rabbi Yosi says, no. Nireh ba'alil, if you saw the moon clearly, ein mechalden olobes haShabbos, you're not allowed to do any chilul Shabbos to go to Beis Din, because anyone else could have done it. So you see clearly that whenever you don't need to do a melacha, you're not allowed to do the melacha. So in the same way as you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to tell Beis Din about the new moon if you saw it clearly because it's not necessary, so too with Mila. Since it's not necessary to remove the tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin, you're not allowed to do it. So Rav Ashi said that the halacha we just learned is Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, no. Mimai. We can refute that. Dil ma'ad kan lo ka'omer Rabbi Yosi ha'asam. Rabbi Yosi only said regarding the moon, delo nitno Shabbos lidochis. Over there in the case of the moon, since we don't need you in Beis Din, because we assume that other people also saw the clear moon, therefore there's no chil Shabbos, period. There's no reason to be mechal Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi says, don't go and be mechal Shabbos. Aval hocha, in the case of Mila, denitno Shabbos litchis. Shabbos has already been overridden. There's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah of Mila, there's a chiyuv to do the Mila, and it's chilul Shabbos, it overrides Shabbos. So maybe in that case, Rabbi Yosi will agree that in the same way as you were allowed to start the mitzvah of Mila, maybe you're allowed to go back and do even the tzitzim she'enon ma'akvin. You cannot compare it to the case of the witnesses, where over there, nobody has to be mechal Shabbos at all. Dil ma'ad kan lo'i kom Rabbi Yosi ha'asam, do'lo'i nitno Shabbos lidochis, aval hochad nitno Shabbos lidochis, hochanami. Maybe Rabbi Yosi will agree we are. That we are mechal Shabbos, and you're allowed to go back even for tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin. Elo omri narodoi. This is a third try. The narodoi say rabbonon de pligi oleo de Rabbi Yosihi. There's another machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the chachomim, and the chachomim who argue that Rabbi Yosi seem to be the authors of this halacha that we do not go back and remove the tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin on Shabbos. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is now going to discuss the lechem haponim. What happened to the Lechem Aponim? There was a special mitzvah. Every Erev Shabbos, they would bake 12 breads before Shabbos. These are called the Lechem Aponim. And then on Shabbos, sometime in the morning, they would take those new breads from wherever they were waiting, and they would take it to the shulchan, which was inside. Opposite the menorah was the shulchan. They would remove the two stacks. There were two arrangements, two stacks of breads, six breads on each stack on the table. They would remove the 12 breads that were put on the previous Shabbos. They would remove them from the table, and then afterwards distribute it to the Kohanim, and they would put on, in place of the 12 breads that were removed, they would replace it with the 12 newly baked, freshly baked breads. That's what they did every Shabbos. Now the Pasuk says that the Shulchan, the table, has to have the breads on the table, tomid, continuously. The Pasuk says, V'nosatu ala shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tomid. Continuously, non-stop, all the time. So how can it be there all the time? You have to remove the breads, you have to put the breads back on. It's inevitable that there's going to be some time that there's no breads on the table. Says the Gemara, no. We're going to see now in the Mishnah how they would remove the breads in a way that there would always be breads on the shulchan, on the table. Says the Mishnah, Arba'a kohanim nechnosim. Four Kohanim would go into the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. They would go inside, Shnayim beYodom Shnei Zdorim. Two of the Kohanim, they would each be holding one arrangement of six breads each. Ushnayim, and the other two Kohanim, beYodom Shnei Bezichin. They would be holding two spoons that had the Levoino in, that would also rest on that table the whole week, and when the breads were removed, the bezichin of the previous week were removed, it was put on the mizbeach. There's another four kohanim that would precede them, that would come into the heichal before them. Shnayim litoil shnei zdorim. Two of them are going to remove the two arrangements of the previous week, the 12 breads. Ushnayim and two kohanim litoil shnei bezichin, and two kohanim to remove the two spoonfuls of levaino that were put on the previous week, that were going to be put on the mizbeach before the lechem aponim is shared out to the kohanim. Hamachnisin oimdim betzofin, those kohanim that were going to put the breads onto the shulchan, they are going to stand on the northern side of the table. Upneim ledorim, facing the southern side of the table. Vamitzin, and those who are removing the breads of the previous week, oimdim bedorim, they are going to stand on the southern side of the mizbeach. Upneim letzofin, and they're going to face the northern side. And Rashi explains that the northern side has a certain chashivos and brings sources to that, and therefore those who are coming in to introduce the new fresh breads, they are on the north. Eilu moishchin ve'eilu manichin. As those on the south are pulling the breads off the table, simultaneously those who are on the north are pushing the new breads onto the table. Tfochoy shel ze betzat tfochoy shel ze. The hands of those putting the breads on are almost adjacent to the hands of those who are removing the breads. Mishom shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lifonai Tomid, that these breads have to be in front of Hashem, they have to be on the Shulchan all the time, continuously. In order for it to be continuous, they have to slip the breads on as they are, or other breads are being slipped off. Rabbi Yossi says no. Afilo eilu noitlin ve'eilu manichin. Those kohanim who take off can take them off, and sometime later, a few minutes later, however long the other kohanim can put the breads on, it doesn't mamash have to be simultaneously. Af ze hoyotomid. Even though there's an interruption in the middle, it's not called a separation. It's not called a break in the continuity of the breads being on the table. However, the Chachomim of Rabbi Yossi, they say that if you withdraw from putting the breads on the table whilst you take off the breads, then it's as if it's not tomid, it's not continuous anymore. So to here, the Gemara says, and this is the opinion of Nardoi, that the same way as the continuity gets broken if you withdraw, so too in our Mishnah, once you've withdrawn from the mitzvah of Mila, then you don't go back it's not considered a continuation of the mitzvah of Milah, which is Doicha Shabbos. It's starting, so to speak, a new approach. You're starting a new part of what you're trying to do. And the new part you're trying to do, if it's Tzitzim She'einan Ma'akvin, is not Doicha Shabbos. So Naradoi said that the halacha of Tzitzim She'einan Ma'akvin seems to be following the halacha of the Chachomim of Rabbi Yossi, who say that continuous has to be continuous with no withdrawing in the middle. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon. Mahalkatin, which means to collect, it means you have to trim Es HaMila. When you do the Bris Mila, you have to trim the skin. Rashi explains you have to remove all the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, all those shreds of skin, which would invalidate the Mila if you do not remove them, have to be removed. Vim lo hilkeit, if you did not trim the Mila and remove those Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, Onoish Koros, then the punishment is Koros. Now, this is a confusing statement because there are two areas of Koros here. Somebody who is Mechalol Shabbos is Chayev Koros. Somebody who doesn't do Bris Milah is Chayev Koros. What's going on here? We're talking about doing Milah on Shabbos, that somebody who does not remove the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin is Chayev Koros. What's going on? Mani. Who is this? Who is the opinion that of this halacha? Omer Rav Kahana, Uman. Rav Kahana says it's the Uman, which is the professional, meaning the Moyel. The Moyel, he did the mitzvah of Mila, he made a wound, and he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Mila because he left the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. And somebody who makes a wound and is not Mekayim a mitzvah of Bris Mila with doing it, he's a Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayev Koros. Maskiflor of Popper. If Popper asks on Rav Kahana, Uman, Leime Luhu, why can the Uman, the Moyel, not say, Ana Avdi Palga de Mitzvah? You're allowed to do Bris Mila on Shabbos. I removed the Orlo skin. Atun, and you, whoever wants, Avidu Palga de Mitzvah, you finish off the Mitzvah by removing the bits of the skin that have to be removed. Just because I started and didn't finish means I'm Chayev Koros? Elomer of Papa, Sir of Papa, therefore argues with Rav Kahana and says that the author of this halacha, that or the meaning, money is not the author, sorry, it's my mistake. Money means who is Chayev Koros. Rav Papa says it's not the Moil, it's Godel. We're talking about that the Bris Mila is being done on somebody who's after Bar Mitzvah, he's after 13 years old, and we know that the punishment for not doing Bris Mila is Koros. And since this person, he's a godel, the mitzvah of Mila was done, but it wasn't done correctly. It's invalid. The Tzitzin HaMa'akvin were not removed. So he's still an oral. Somebody who does not do mitzvah Mila is Chayev Koros. Maskiflor Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi's asking on this, godel? Behed yaksiv bei v'oral zohor asher lo yimil. It's explicit in the Pasuk that an oral Zohar, Ashalo Yimel es Besaro Losoi, Venichroso Anefesh Aimeameo es Brisi Hefer. It's explicit in the Pasuk, if you don't do Bris Mila, you're Chayev Koros. So, according to Rav Papa, the Brisa says, Mahalkatin es Amilo Vimlo Hilkate Enush Koros. If you don't remove the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, you're Chayev Koros. I know that, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. If you don't do Bris Mila, you're Chayev Koros. It's not probable that the Brisa is just telling us a halacha that it says in the Pasuk. Elomer Rav Ashi gives a third explanation to this halacha. Lo'ilam uman. We're talking about the moil. The moil is chayev because of chilul Shabbos. You asked a question, if so, why can the moil not say, I started the mitzvah, I made the wound, it's okay, it's part of the procedure. The tzitzin HaMa'akvin, you take them away, you finish it off. Just because you don't finish it off means I'm not allowed to start? No. He explains as follows. Ukoin de Oso Bein Ashmoshes de Shabbos. We're talking about, it's right at the end of Shabbos. It's Bein Ashmoshes. It's almost the end of Shabbos. Va'omrulei, and the people told him, Loi Maspekes, you do not have time to do the Mila and remove the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. Don't do the Mila. You're only allowed to make the wound if you're going to do the Mitzvah on Shabbos. You're not going to manage to do the whole Mitzvah on Shabbos. Don't start. Va'omarluhu, he said, Maspekina. There's enough time, I can manage. Vo'ovard, v'loyestapik. He did it, he tried, and he didn't manage. He ended up doing the Mila itself and didn't remove the Tzitzin on Shabbos. V'ishtakech de chaburahu de ovard. He did the chabura, he made the wound on Shabbos, and he didn't do the mitzvah. Ve'enish koros, that's chilul Shabbos, which is punishable by koros. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that one of the things one's allowed to do on Shabbos is meitzitzin. One's allowed to draw the blood after doing the bris milah, after removing the orlos skin, then they would draw the blood. Says the Gemara, Omer of Papa, Hai Umna, this moil, Umna is a doctor, a professional, who's deloy mayit, he did not draw the blood after doing bris milah. Sakonahu, it's dangerous. If one doesn't draw the blood, it can be dangerous to the child. And we dismiss him from being a moil. You've endangered the child. Says the Gemara Pshita. What are you, Papa, trying to say? Of course you dismiss him. It's sakonas nefoshes.
If the Mishnah says you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to draw the blood, it must be that it's sakona. Otherwise, the Mishnah wouldn't allow you to draw the blood.
And if it's a sakona and a moil doesn't do it, of course we dismiss him. Says the Gemara, no. Maldate ma'ay may have thought, haidam mifkad pokid, that the blood in the area of the mila, it's not absorbed into the limb, into the body, it's just stored there. It's just lying there in place, and therefore when you remove it on Shabbos, it's not considered that you removed blood. It's just considered as if you opened the door to let the blood out. That's not called making a wound on Shabbos. And that's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to do it, because it's not called making a chabura. Not because it's a sakana. No. You're allowed to do it because it's not Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, there's no proof it's a sakana. If it's not a sakana, then if the doctor doesn't do it, if the moil, sorry, doesn't do it, even during the week, then there's no reason to dismiss him. Kumash Malon, that's what Rav Papa is coming to teach us. Chabure Michbar, the blood is absorbed, as the blood is in most parts of the body, and removing it is Chilul Shabbos, and you're only allowed to do it because it's a sakana. If it's a sakona and a moil doesn't do it, we dismiss him. V'dumya de aspelonis v'komun. And it's the Mishnah mentions it together with the bandage and the komun, the spices that are put on the bris milah, where over there it's definitely because of sakona. Ma ispelonis v'komun kiloi ovid. If you don't apply the bandage with the komun, sakona hu, it can be dangerous. Af hochanami, so too, regarding drawing the blood, kiloi ovid, sakona hu, if you don't do it, it's dangerous. Continues the Gemara. V'noisnin olea aspelonis, you're allowed to put a bandage on the mila on Shabbos. Omar Abaya. Abaya said, Omro li'em, my mother told me, and we already mentioned on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis that when Abaye says Omro Li'aim, it doesn't mean his mother, because he was orphaned from his mother before he could learn anything from her. It was whoever, the woman that was looking after him, told him. Omro Li'aim, what did she tell him? Aspelanisa, which is the ointment, Dekulhu Kevi, for all types of pains. Anyone who's got a pain, I'll tell you what ointments to put on. Shev Minoi Tarba. 7 portions of fat, v'choda kira, and 1 portion of wax. Put that on wherever you have a pain, you'll be cured. Rava Omar, Rava said, kira, wax, v'kalba rishina, which is a type of resin, a type of extract that comes out of wood, out of trees. Put that together with the wax, and that's the ointment you put on to anywhere where you have a pain in your body. Says the Gemara, Darsha Rava b'mechayza. Rava gave a drasha in the place in mechayza, and he revealed to everybody the secret of how to relieve all pain. Korinu bnei Minyumi Asya, the family of Minyumi the doctor, would tear lemonayu, their clothes, in pain and anguish that the doctor gets all his parnasa from the fact that he can heal people, and here Rava's told everybody how to heal themselves. So Rava told them, Shovki l'chuchoda, I've got 1 cure that I've not revealed to anyone. And I'm going to tell you what it is. To Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, and we know that Shmuel's a doctor, we've seen it before. Shmuel said, Hai man de moshi ape. If somebody wipes his face, v'lo nogiv tuva, and does not dry it properly, nokturu lei chospenisa, then it causes that his face is going to be covered with boils or with scars. Maita kante, what's the cure? What's the remedy? Limshe tuva b'maya de silka.
he should wipe his face very well with water that beets have cooked in it, and that will be a cure. And that's what Rava told in the name of Shmuel. Rava gave this remedy to this doctor, Menumi Asya, Menumi the doctor, so he had a cure that nobody else knew, and that's how he could continue working. Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.